GCSE Mathematics Podcast, Fractions, Decimals, and Percentages. Hello, and welcome to this GCSE Mathematics Study Podcast. I'm your tutor for today, and we're diving into one of the most essential topics in your entire mathematics course, fractions, decimals, and percentages. This is topic 1.2 in the AQA specification, and trust me, mastering this will unlock so many marks across your entire exam paper. Why is this topic so crucial? Well, it appears everywhere. From problem-solving questions worth 6 marks to quick recall questions worth just 1 or 2. The examiners absolutely love testing whether you can fluently convert between these 3 forms and use them in real-world contexts like shopping discounts, bank interest, and recipe calculations. Today, we'll cover the core concepts you need to know, reveal the exam techniques that earn you maximum marks, highlight the common mistakes that lose marks, and finish with a quick-fire quiz to test your recall. Let's get started. Let's begin with the fundamental skill, converting between fractions, decimals, and percentages. Think of these 3 as different languages for expressing the same mathematical idea. The key is knowing how to translate fluently between them. To convert a fraction to a decimal, you divide the numerator by the denominator. For example, 3/4 becomes 0.75 because 3 divided by 4 equals 0.75. Simple, right? Now, to turn that decimal into a percentage, multiply by 100. So 0.75 times 100 gives us 75%. Going backwards is just as important. To convert a percentage to a decimal, divide by 100. So 65% becomes 0.65. And to convert a decimal to a fraction, think about place value. 0.4 is 4/10, which simplifies to 2/5, which simplifies to 3/4. Now here's where students often trip up. Operations with fractions. Let me give you the golden rules. For addition and subtraction, you must find a common denominator first. You cannot just add the numerators and denominators separately. That's the number one mistake I see. For example, 1/3 plus 1/4. The common denominator is 12. Convert 1/3 to 4/12 and 1/4 to 3/12. Now you can add 4/12 plus 3/12 equals 7/12. The examiner will award you a method mark just for showing you found that common denominator correctly. For multiplication, it's much simpler. Multiply the numerators together, multiply the denominators together, then simplify. 2/3 times 3/4 equals 6/12, which simplifies to 1/2. Division is where the magic phrase comes in. Keep, change, flip. Keep the first fraction, change division to multiplication, and flip the second fraction. So 2/3 divided by 3/4 becomes 2/3 times 4/3, which equals 8/9. Now let's talk percentages in the real world because this is where the big marks are. The multiplier method is your best friend. Instead of calculating the percentage and then adding or subtracting it, use a single multiplier. For a 15% increase, think 100% plus 15% equals 115%, which is 1.15 as a decimal. So multiply by 1.15. If a jacket costs 80 pounds and increases by 15%, that's 80 times 1.15, which equals 92 pounds. One step, one calculation, and you earn the method mark even if you make an arithmetic error. For a 20% decrease, think 100% minus 20% equals 80%, which is 0.80 or 0.8. So multiply by 0.8. Reverse percentages are higher tier territory and worth serious marks. If an item costs 90 pounds after a 20% increase, what was the original price? Many students incorrectly subtract 20% of 90. Wrong. The 90 pounds represents 120% of the original because it's increased by 20%. So divide 90 by 1.2 to get 75 pounds. The examiner is looking for you to show that division by the multiplier. Finally, let's touch on recurring decimals. These appear in higher tier show that questions. To convert 0.333 recurring to a fraction, let x equal 0.333 recurring. Multiply both sides by 10 to 10, x equals 3.3333 recurring. Subtract the original equation, 10x minus x equals 3.3333 recurring minus 0.333 recurring, which gives 9x equals 3. Therefore, x equals 1/3. You must show every algebraic step to earn full marks. Right. Let's talk exam technique, because knowing the maths is only half the battle. First, always use the multiplier method for percentage questions. It's faster, cleaner, and earns you method marks, even if your final answer is wrong due to a calculator error. Examiners love seeing that multiplier written down. Second, in Show That questions, you must show every step. If the question says, show that 1/3 plus 1/6 equals 1/2, you can't just write, yes, it does. You must write, 1/3 equals 2/6, 2/6 plus 1/6 equals 3/6, 3/6 equals 1/2. Every conversion, every step, explicitly shown. Third, always simplify fractions unless the question says otherwise. If your answer is 6/12 and you leave it like that, you might lose the final accuracy mark. Simplify to 1/2. Fourth, watch out for mixed numbers. Before multiplying or dividing, convert them to improper fractions. 2 1/2 times 3/4, convert 2 1/2 to 5/2 first, then multiply. And finally, read the command words carefully. Calculate means show you're working. State means a brief answer. Explain means give a reason. Match your answer to the command word, and you'll pick up marks others miss. All right, let's test your recall. I'll ask a question, give you 5 seconds to think, then give the answer. Ready? Question 1. Convert 3/5 to a decimal. Answer, 0.6. Question 2. What multiplier do you use for a 30% increase? Answer, 1.3. Question 3. Simplify the fraction 8/12. Answer, 2/3. Question 4. What's the first step when adding 1/4 and 1/5? Answer, find a common denominator, which is 20. Question 5. If a price is £84 after a 20% decrease, what was the original price? Answer, divide 84 by 0.8, which gives £105. How did you do? If you got them all, fantastic. If not, go back and review those core concepts. Let's wrap up. Today, we've covered the essential skills for fractions, decimals, and percentages. Converting fluently between all three forms, performing operations with fractions using common denominators, using the multiplier method for percentage changes, tackling reverse percentages by dividing by the multiplier, and converting recurring decimals using algebra. Remember, this topic is worth around 15% of your entire GCSE paper, and it appears across all three assessment objectives: procedural fluency, reasoning, and problem solving. Master this, and you're setting yourself up for success. Keep practicing those conversions, keep using the multiplier method, and always show you're working in Show That questions. You've got this. Thanks for listening, and good luck with your revision. See you next time.